Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go, Shop Top 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
Second time we did the intro because Shime screwed up the first one. What's up, Shime? How you doing, buddy?
Always good for one screw-up. Mutt, I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're doing good. We're a day closer to football, week from Thursday. We get Thursday night football, week one of the college football season. This weekend, week two of the NFL season, or week one of the NFL season next week. I'm pumped up. I am pumped up, Chris Shime. You should be too. We got football right around the corner, pal.
I am fired up. It's Labor Day weekend. It's my favorite time of the year. This September might be my favorite month of the year, so I am very thrilled.
It's right there at the top of the list. It's right there. Like that August, September, October, that stretch is pretty good. November is pretty good with Thanksgiving and a bunch of football there too. But September has got a very good argument to be there at the top of the list. We'll have a month of Red Sox baseball in September, but more importantly, we'll be locked and loaded on the football. We'll get to a football question for Shime in a second. Red Sox last night scored 5 runs. That is more than 4.5. Shime, that is a winner.
Good job,
on the
BetQL
podcast at +110. Of course, they lost in embarrassing fashion when Verdugo made a terrible error that led to a grand slam for Nick Gordon. But that doesn't matter because we cashed our bet. Who cares?
Yeah, and Shime cashed his. Minnesota wins. Ding, ding, ding.
It'll be Michael Wacha, who by far has been the Red Sox best pitcher in 2022, which sums up their season in a nutshell right there. 9-1, an ERA under 3. And, of course, he's only signed to a 1-year deal, Shime. Not even one of these James Paxton deals. The Red Sox have his rights for year two. So he's going to have like a 10-win season, ERA in the threes, and go make a bunch of money somewhere else, not here in Boston. But correct. He pitches tonight against the Twins, against a very good pitcher, Joe Ryan. Red Sox are -190 on the run line tonight at +1.5 runs. Over-under is 8. No movement on either way in there. And the money line is +100. For your Red Sox, Shime. We'll start with you. I think stand out for Red Sox and Twins that the Sox try to avoid a 3-game sweep here against the Twins.
Yeah. So it's a bummer because the prop that I want is -150. So I haven't been able to decide if I actually want to give out that prop because it's such bad juice that it's like sometimes it's not even worth it. But the prop that I'm referring to is the Michael Wacha over strikeouts prop at 3.5.
Oh yeah.
I absolutely love that. He hasn't struck out less than 4 batters since he did it June 28th. He only struck out 2, but every other time since then, in between June and August, he has struck out 5, 7, 9, 4, 6. Like even his last outing, I had a strikeout prop and he gave up 3 runs in the first inning and I said, "Uh-oh, he might come out of this game early." Instead, he went 6 innings and struck out 6. And so like I don't see how Wacha goes under 4 strikeouts.
It's just -150 is very tough to give out.
It's stupid. I love this number. It's just unfortunately, unbelievably juiced. So I think what I'll do is I'm gonna run it back with the Minnesota Twins money line. I think ever since Heim Bloom said he'd give $100 to the Jimmy Fund for every Red Sox win from that moment, they're going to win a stupidly small amount of games, which is just hilarious on our part. So I am gonna go with the Twins minus 120 tonight.
Yeah, that, I'm sure Bloom would like to have that one back. That was not a. I'm sure doing the math in his head, maybe it sounded good, but for a guy who makes a lot of money, I'm not one to poke at someone's generosity, but $100 a win for, you know, 10 more wins, whatever they're going to get, you know, I think he could have done better and done what Alex Cora did, which is you do it for doubles and whatever. I'm with you. I'm sort of leaning Minnesota here, and the guy I want to bet on is John Ryan.
Okay.
John Ryan has gone 5-5, 5 1/3, 6 1/3, 6 innings his
Joe
last
Ryan.
Five starts. Joe Ryan, I'm sorry. Joe Ryan has gone more than 5 innings his last 5 starts. He has gone more than 5 innings in 7 of his last 8 starts. And I think he has been really good this year. He's got really one blip on the radar going back the last 2 months as far as bad starts go. He is plus 150 to record a win. And I think if they're going to win tonight, Joe Ryan can go the distance or at least get to a qualifying position. So I'm leaning towards the Twins, but I'm going to take Joe Ryan at plus 150 to get the win chime. So you're okay. Paying more. You're paying more here. But my guess is that against the Red Sox lineup, final game of a 3-game series, they got to come home to the Rangers this weekend. Like, are they going to, based on what I've seen the last couple of nights, I'm not sure how locked in this Red Sox team is, given the errors by Verdugo on the base pass, the error last night, Devers forgetting how many outs there were. So I'm going to select, I'm going to pick here today and probably tonight on the pregame show, Red Sox to lose to Joe Ryan, but Joe Ryan's got to get the win at plus 150. That's
okay.
My bet tonight.
I like it. That's a good way to go.
If they bump up Walker's strikeout thing, so strikeout
to 4.5,
which is what they're going to, at some point they're going
to
do it.
They
they're not
going to
let
right?
this thing sit at 3.5. So I think at 4.5, let's call it minus 110, minus 115, that's a very playable number. But as of right now, I'm with you. I'm looking at DK, which is what we focus on here because until we go legal in Massachusetts, it's what most of our bettors are betting. I don't know what the number is on FanDuel. Maybe it's better there.
I'll check.
But on DK, minus 150, I can't give it out. And I know there are people in the industry that give out picks and just like give themselves checkmark winners. Like it's just
– Yeah, we don't do that here.
I can't lay the minus 150. So I'll take Joe Ryan at plus 150 to get the win.
So it looks like on FanDuel that the Michael Walker strikeouts line isn't even listed.
Okay, maybe they do a little bit later. I don't look there. Trust me, once we go legal in Mass, these will all be on a browser tab and have to go through and refresh and all this stuff because that'll be the goal of trying to find the best lines when there are, you know, hopefully as many as 12 books to choose from here in Massachusetts. Until then, this is what we have in front of us. So shop around anytime we make these picks. I'll take Joe Ryan at plus 150 to get the win. You will take the Twins to get the victory here tonight.
Correct, that minus 120 on the money line.
Any changes, we'll have an update during the Red Sox pregame show. From now, that's what I'll stand on. We'll try to make it 2 in a row after the Red Sox scored 5 runs last night. Meanwhile, Patriot cutdown day, I would say, Shime, no real surprises whatsoever. There's no Cam Newton got cut. Holy shnikes.
Yeah.
These were a bunch of guys that, okay, Trey Nixon flashed for a little bit early in camp. Okay, Devin Asiasi, a third-round pick. Like a little Jordan Humphrey could probably be helpful, but there was nobody who really knocked my socks off that got cut from the Patriots. Quite frankly, around the league, it was not a really significant cutdown day, I didn't think.
No, I think the most surprising one for me for the Patriots is probably Terrence Mitchell, just because now you are relying on two guys who have never really played outside corner that you want to now be permanently outside corners, plus a ton of guys with basically zero professional experience between Sean Wade, Miles Bryant, and Marcus and Jack Jones. It was a surprise to me in that there's no adult in that cornerback room anymore. And that is very scary because this cornerback room does not, it seems more, as Andy Hart put it to me, seems more like a theory than it is an actual plan.
Yeah, I would agree. Nothing changes my, I guess from a DFS player prop standpoint, I think, you know, J.J. Taylor is someone that, you know, looked like it's at one point he could be a really useful third down back in the heir apparent to James White. But him being cut probably means Ty Montgomery's a part of this thing, right? Like, they trust that Ty Montgomery's going to get back. And I thought he looked good in training camp for the Patriots.
Yeah, so clearly he's not going to be injured very long. My thought, though, is if he is injured at all, it is Ramondre Stevenson on third down all the time until Montgomery comes back season. So just keep that in mind to start the season for you DFS players out there, and kind of just keep an eye on Montgomery on the IR, because if or the whatever the injury report, because if he is in fact going to miss some time, Ramondre's value immediately shoots up.
Yep, because he'll be the guy in on third down.
Yep.
So that'll be something to watch for next week, because I'm sure your Ty Montgomery's going to be listed at minimum price on DK for building out DFS lineups, and if he's active, there's probably a chance he has a role. I mean, everyone's talking about this basic Mac Jones offense of dump downs and check downs, and if Montgomery's going to be in there a lot, or Stevenson, who's definitely priced up and is going to be popular. He was a really popular talking point over the summer during like best ball drafts and stuff.
Yes,
so
he
will be somebody who's owned quite a bit. Montgomery might not be the first game he's active, so that'd be something to look at. But as far as the our conversation from yesterday, and we'll continue to talk right up until opening night or opening afternoon about this on next Sunday, nothing has changed in my opinion. It's still an under bet, 8.5.
Would you like would you like an interesting fact that I just found out from Doug Kyed?
Sure, I like that.
Well, the Patriots, so after cutdown days, the Patriots have 10 rookies on their initial 53-man roster. Can you guess where they are on the oldest rosters in the NFL list?
With 10 rookies, middle of the pack somewhere? We have 10 rookies, Shyam. You're somewhere in the middle of the pack.
You'd think that, right, Mutt? Yeah. Well, the Patriots are the second oldest roster in all of football.
Really?
Yes.
With 10 rookies and 2 undrafted guys.
Yep, after only the Buccaneers, who is probably waited because of Tom Brady. So there you go.
Devin McCourty's old.
Old.
Who are the other olds on this team?
I guess Matt Judon considered an old on this team. Adrian Phillips is no spring chicken anymore. He's what, 29 or something like that. Your receivers are pretty young. Your tight ends aren't. I don't know. I don't know where all this age is coming from. I just don't. I don't see it. I guess Larry Guy is a little old. Jonathan Jones is up there a little bit. I don't know. But that is per spot track. The Patriots have the second oldest 53-man roster.
All right, so the Bucs being old, that's not a big deal. Okay,
nope.
So Patriots too. It's interesting. I don't think it means that it wouldn't affect, like, do I like the Patriots or not, but it is interesting. They have 10 rookies and are still the second oldest team. Do they have a list like that? Who's the top five?
The five oldest are the Bucs, Pats, Saints, Cardinals, and Bills.
Yeah, I mean, all projected to be somewhere in the. Yeah, so I would say they made an effort to get young. And they're still old. And by the way, the turnover is going to be massive again next year. I was looking at, speaking of spot track, some of the salary stuff. They're going to have well over $100 million. Isaiah Wynn's going to come off the books. I doubt they'll bring him back. He's got $10 million there. I did hear Phil Perry saying he still might get traded, that there was some trade buzz for Isaiah Wynn, and teams wanted to bring him in as a one-year rental. I know Kendrick Bourne's name got brought up. People call the Patriots on Kendrick Bourne. So maybe they're not done making moves. But for sure, nothing happened yesterday made me think like, oh, wow, this is way better than I thought. It's still an under bet. It is still very much an offensive work in progress. And I know you talked about that soft underbelly of the schedule yesterday, mm-hmm. where they get like that Jets, Lions, Browns stretch.
Yep. And Bears.
To start, they won't be very good. To start the season, like they may get themselves going here, but those first 4 weeks, Dolphins, Steelers, both on the road, right?
Yep.
Patriots at home against the Ravens, and then at the Packers. Like, they may go 4-0 that next stretch. They could easily be 1-3. I mean,
My thought. I fully expect them to be 1-3 or 0-4 after those first four games. Like, I think people are underrating how good the Steelers might be this year. I think, I think Trubisky and Pickett have both actually looked really good.
Here's the issue. Like,
offense is just so dynamic.
I wouldn't claim to know a lot about the Packers front. I have to pay attention. Here's what I do know. The Dolphins have a really good front seven. The Steelers have an awesome front seven.
Yep.
The Ravens have a really good front seven. Like, so you're facing an offensive line that is a work in progress at best, an offense trying to find itself. Maybe they are by week 5 against the Lions. That's sort of where they get going. But you're trying to ramp it up against, I don't know. I should have pulled this up. I apologize. But preseason, defensive rankings, I'm sure Dolphins, Steelers, and Ravens.
Green Bay is going to be one of the top 5 or 10 defenses in football this year.
Those are 4 top 10 defenses, right?
Basically. I would get that in the first month?
I would say
absolutely for the Dolphins and the Steelers. And then I think the Packers are probably in that conversation, and the Ravens, they just got struck by the injury bug last year, so they should be back somewhere in the top 10.
They were the most banged up defense, most banged up team
in NFL history, basically. It was insane how many injuries the Ravens dealt with last year.
I'm just curious. This is just a blog, but this blog has like Steelers 16, Dolphins 13, top 10 defenses, Ravens 8, and I'm sure Packers are somewhere here, right? They're probably a top. They're 4. So maybe I overrate them a little bit, and this is just one random sports blog. I should have gone to Warren Sharp. I should have gone to Pro Football Focus.
Even when you look outside of these defenses, right? Let's look at the offense. You're facing Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and a group of running backs, and whatever you think of Tua. That's fine. But regardless, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and a group of running backs that are really fast. Then you get to go to Pittsburgh, where you have to face George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, who, by the way, is massive, and you have one cornerback over 6 feet tall on your entire roster, so that's good, unless you're going to match him up against a safety. Chase Claypool might eat that guy for lunch, so that's going to be fun. Then you get to go home, thank God, because then you welcome in the Ravens, and you get to face the most dynamic quarterback in the NFL in Lamar Jackson, and then you get to travel to Lambeau and take on the reigning, not one, two-time MVP in Aaron Rodgers. Like, not even from a defensive perspective, from an offensive perspective, that is a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. So, again, cutdown day was pretty quiet for them other than closing the loop on how badly they botched the post-Gronkowski movement. You know, Asiasi and Dalton Keene both gone. Spent that money on Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, and still you don't feel like you have... I mean, I guess Hunter Henry is a good red zone threat, but Jonnu Smith literally could be... Like, if he's released during the year or has a good year, the range of outcomes is wild.
Yep.
There's nothing to bank on with him. And everyone keeps... I am hesitant to jump on board with, hey, it's going to be a breakout year for Jonnu Smith, because he had so many freaking chances last year and just showed nothing.
Yeah.
He just showed nothing. So when Andy Hart and others say this is going to be it for him, I just don't. Where's the evidence? Is there any evidence this is the breakout year for Jonnu Smith based on his years in Tennessee and what he did last year for the Patriot offense?
No, he had one good outlier year in Tennessee, then got overpaid for it. That's what happened. He had one good red zone outlier year, and it wasn't even like amazing. Like, he just had a bunch of touchdowns because Tannehill didn't throw an incomplete pass to him inside the 20. Like, that was the difference.
Probably a red flag that with no other good tight ends in the roster, Tennessee made no effort to re-sign that guy.
Yep.
Thinking back on it now, they had absolutely nobody. So, once again, you're home for people yelling at you about the Patriots under. BetQL Boston with Mutt and Chime. That's what we do
Bingo. Every
day on this show. We will tell you to subscribe to the podcast as we get closer to football season. We'll start to look at week one as early as tomorrow. You go to Apple Podcast, Spotify, and, of course, they're on the Odyssey app. Version 2 is out for people. They've downloaded the Odyssey app. They may be getting version 2. Hopefully it's easy to find. The BetQL Boston podcast. Chime, what else for our degenerate friends on this Wednesday?
Yeah, just make sure to tweet at us. Leave a nice little comment, rate, and review. And, you know, we love to read them. We love to see what you guys' thoughts are. If you have any questions about the upcoming NFL season, how you want to bet things, you know, just to bounce ideas off a wall. That's what we do here. Good gambling friends help their friends gamble smart. They don't let you make stupid bets. They don't let you make stupid decisions with your money. So feel free to send us your questions. We'd love to chat about them.
All right, Chime. We're a week away from football tomorrow. So very exciting time. We'll get into week one. We'll get into some divisional stuff in the AFC East, and we'll do that all tomorrow morning on Thursday. Thank you, Chime.
Can't wait, Mutt. I'll talk to you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.